Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of March 8, 2009, I'm Anna Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers, Women's Day celebrated. Worldwide, women are continuing to achieve upticks in political representation in national assemblies and legislative bodies, according to the annual report card of the Interparliamentary Union. In 2008, women's representation increased to 18.3% from 17.7% in 2007, with a 60% overall increase in female representation since 1995. The ranks of female lawmakers still fall short of the 30% benchmark target set by the United Nations in 1995, the Associated Press reported. To mark International Women's Day on March 8th and the 30th anniversary of the 1979 Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, the United Nations has increased its call to end violence against women. Events in nations around the world are drawing attention to anti-violence efforts, including rallies, press conferences, exhibits, concerts, and seminars. More news to cheer this week. The Hijabi Monologues is catching on with audiences and challenging perceptions of women who wear the Muslim headscarf, the Los Angeles Times reported. The play was written by three women in 2007, and like Evanzo's Vagina Monologues, gathers women's stories about their experiences, covering their heads. The play has had fewer than a dozen performances in the United States, but interest has picked up rapidly, and more performances are planned in US cities and additional women writing monologues. Members of the 10 Nepali women who climbed Mount Everest in May 2008 to become the first all-women expedition to summit the world's highest peak have started a project presenting a video of their story to schoolgirls around the country, the Inter Press Service reported. The mountaineers are hoping to inspire Nepali women to climb the peak, which is scaled each year by several thousand people, mostly male and foreign. Before 2008, only 7 Nepali women had climbed Everest. Girls have tentatively been returning to school in Pakistan's Swat Valley, the United Nations Iran News reported. Taliban militants had banned girls from attending school in the region in December. Vietnamese women form 50% of the paid workforce, comprise 83% of those participating in economic activity, and hold 30% of seats in the National Assembly. Vietnam was recognized as the Southeast Asian nation that has done the most to eradicate the gender gap over the past 20 years, Vietnam News reported. The country ranked 68th among 130 world nations in the 2008 Global Gender Gap Report and continues to experience high rates of domestic violence, increasing HIV rates among women, and an imbalanced sex ratio between male and female infants. And now for the downside of news. Cheers, global wage gap grows. The global gender wage gap is 22%, according to a March 8 report issued by the International Trade Union Confederation. That gap, indicating that women earn on average 78% of a man's pay, is actually wider than previously described by researchers, who calculated a 16.5% global gap from government statistics. The larger gap figure is drawn from internet surveys as well as government data. Unpaid work is also not receiving its fair due. The greater burden of women in providing care, especially in the context of the HIV/AIDS pandemic, is a main theme of the 53rd session of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, which is holding its hearings through March 13th. Deputy Secretary General Asha Rose Magiro called for the recognition of unpaid work and caregiving in homes and communities and increasing men's ability to share the burden. The widening economic crisis will throw an additional 22 million women around the world in unemployment, according to unemployment estimates released by the United Nations. More news to share this week. The Catholic Church has excommunicated the mother of a 9-year-old rape victim after the girl had an abortion, the Scotsman reported. The 80-pound girl was allegedly raped by her stepfather and was carrying twin fetuses, which doctors said posed a grave risk to her life if she were to give birth. Archbishop José Cardoso Sobrino also excommunicated the doctors who performed the procedure. The stepfather has been jailed, but there has been no report on whether he was excommunicated. A study in the British medical journal The Lancet found that 2/3 of deaths by fire in India are women, and most are ages 15 to 35, the BBC reported. A spike in deaths among younger women was blamed on kitchen accidents, including some domestic homicides covered up as accidents, as well as self-immolation and other forms of domestic violence. The U.S. Army denied a discharge to Lisa Pagan of Davidson, North Carolina, for over a year and called her up for deployment as a reserve soldier, USA Today reported. Pagan asked for exemption because there was no one to care for her two preschool-aged children. If her husband were to quit his job in order to take care of the children while she deployed, she said the couple would lose their home. It wasn't until she reported for duty to Fort Benning in Georgia on March 2nd with both her children in tow that the military agreed to provide her with a discharge and grant her the exemption, CNN reported. Also noted in the news this week, Thomas Dart, the sheriff in Illinois Cook County, has filed a lawsuit against the internet classified site Craigslist, accusing it for promoting prostitution by allowing ads for erotic services, CNN reported. A Craigslist spokesperson said the internet service works diligently to prevent criminal activity on their site. The sheriff accused it for being the single largest source of prostitution in the nation. In memoriam, Ann Bryan Moriano, one of the first female correspondents to cover the Vietnam War, died February 25th in Massachusetts at age 76. While developing an Asian edition of the German tabloid Overseas Weekly, Moriano covered the darker side of the U.S. military presence in Vietnam. That earned her the ire of the Pentagon, which banned the newspaper from Saigon newsstands. Moriano eventually won in lawsuits allowing it still. As a woman, Moriano was also barred from reporting in military zones during the war's early period. She spent the final two decades of her career at the Washington Post. Molly Cool, the first woman to be licensed as a ship pilot in North America, died February 25th at home in May, at age 93. Captain Molly began hauling cargo primarily in the Bay of Fundy in 1939 after she graduated from a merchant marine school in her native Nova Scotia. After she married in 1994, Cole stuck to land and sold sewing machines. In 2006, she was honored by the Canadian government as the first female captain. Jennifer Thurston is managing editor of Women's E-News. Rita Henley Jensen is editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anumarai Roque.